Good evening, Sally Mitton. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As I join now with you, this time it touches us in spirit to hear such heartfelt thoughts and compassion for others. Those thoughts are given in love. So those thoughts are some of the strongest that we receive. It sometimes seems that your thoughts and prayers are never answered. I am here to tell you, my dear friends, that is never so. All thoughts are received, and all thoughts are gathered, and all thoughts are answered. You know that sometimes it is not always the answer that you would wish, but it is the answer which is part of the evolution of that life. This, my dear friends, is what you must remember. I also would like to say this time, the love and the compassion that you give out when together in these meetings is admirable, but that love, that compassion should be used in your daily lives. You should, my dear friends, be shining examples of living a life of love and compassion. It is easy in situations such as this, when all seems well and good, and your purpose is to help, but not always so easy in everyday living. So I would like you, my dear friends, when you go about your daily tasks, when you come across a situation which is not quite right, then I would like you to stop, to think, and to send out love to those people much in need. It is easy to be compassionate about people you know. Not so easy when the person is unknown to you. I know in general, my dear friends, you ask for many in your world. but I would like it to be your task, before we meet again, to seek one from a distance who is in much need of help, and to offer that help with love and compassion. You understand?
Yes.
You may be surprised by the response and the feeling that you receive. Not so easy to love and forgive one who you feel does not deserve it.
Yes, I see what you mean.
That is true love. Mm. Not easy, and you are only human after all. But it is a state which all of you should try to achieve. I do not wish these words to seem like a criticism of you. That is not meant at all. I wish to instruct you just a little more.
Yes, I've been trying to work on this myself recently.
Yes.
With one or two people who I felt a bit cross with.
Yes.
And I found it's been an interesting process, because sometimes I've been able to send them love, the people, and then other times I need to send love to the part of me that feels hurt.
Yes.
Because you can't really send the love wholeheartedly until you feel healed yourself of the feelings, the cross feeling.
Yes.
So a
frustration. is high in these times.
Yes.
But at least, my dear friends, you recognize that within yourself.
Yes.
And indeed, as you have said, that also is a healing.
Yes.
And what you all sometimes forget to do, if I may say so, is to forgive and to love yourselves.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
You are happy to give, but you forget that to give truly and honestly and with great love, you need, my dear friends, to begin that purification of your own being.
Mm.
Yes, that is true.
I can understand your words concerning the extremes of difficulty in loving in the past. In my work, I have met imprisoned terrorist bombers.
Yes.
And yes, I guess that is an extreme example.
Yes, there are many examples in your world. And of course we know and understand that the human element of every single being struggles at times to have true love and compassion. But as with many things in your lives, it is a learning process. We do not expect you to be angels. That is not your purpose. But what what you have to realize and understand is that you have a great opportunity to grow yourselves and to become better human beings. You can only strive to do these things. After all, you would not be here if you were perfect. But that should not stop you trying to achieve that higher being that you truly are. You understand?
Yes.
Have you any questions about this?
I was just thinking about there's one part in the world where the people are standing up for themselves, I'll put it that way, against the leader who's been the leader for about 40 years, Colonel Gaddafi, that's his name, that there must be a lot of hate being felt towards this man.
Mm.
Would that affect him in any way?
Of course, any emotion of hatred is not good.
No.
But again, I say to you, all of these matters are part of the changes within your world.
Yes. Yeah.
It is part of the evolution of your world.
Yeah.
Mankind has always strived, especially nation against nation, has always tried to have the upper hand until such time as they realize that what they are trying to achieve is not possible through the means of war.
Yeah.
But when it is people struggling against the terror of being subdued in their lives, this basically is good against the bad, that you would say. Although I would say darkness and light are two sides of the same coin. It has always been, and Earth is still struggling to this day to change for the better. So you cannot take an isolated incident and make judgment upon it. As always, my dear friends, and you must surely be tired of my repetitive words, but try always to look at the wider picture. Your world is changing, and I am happy to say it is changing for the better. My love for your world and for all who live within it is ever hopeful. And I am sure, my dear friends, you will agree that in such a short time, even within your own lifetime, there have been many changes for the better.
Yes.
Yeah. Nations have come together.
Yes, indeed. And when you first came to us, I recall you saying your mission had two parts, and the first part was to steer us away from nuclear oblivion that
yes.
we were heading towards.
Yes.
That was a very big change.
Yes. Yes. As I say, your world has to evolve so much more. And it is difficult, I know, not to take one section of your world and to feel what the dear lady calls hatred towards it. But right will always come to the fore. These things do not happen in a second, or a year, or 100 of your years. It is a gradual process. But be optimistic, my dear friends, because I say to you, we feel optimistic for your planet.
Yes, well, that is good news. And I think you said before that we should stand back and see the situation in overview.
Yes. Yes.
And then it is clear that there are improvements.
I am happy to stand by those words. And yes, it is not always the easiest thing to achieve.
Well, that's very nice, because I have had some feedback on this very subject, and it's good to reiterate that we are moving forward when seen in overview.
Yes.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
There's a lady called, I think it's Keisha Crowther, she's known as Little Grandmother, and she speaks about love and the importance of being loved in these troubled times. And she's a Native American Indian shaman. She does make a lot of sense, I think, but she mentions a short period of physical darkness for the planet, and I just wondered if you could comment on that. She mentions it coming in the near future.
You could say, my dear friend, that in your world, your planet, there are always areas of darkness.
True.
Yes. So, yes, I would accept her words, but again, I say, this is nothing new. It always has been that way since man has trodden this earth plane. But as long as there are greater areas of light, the darkness will always be dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and she doesn't have an alarming message.
No.
She doesn't. She's not a scaremonger.
No.
So she is worth listening to.
Mm. Anyone who offers love is doing good.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, I will leave you this time, but I hope my few words have given you a little more to consider once again.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
They certainly have.
Yes. And as always, my dear friends, we thank you for your thoughts. We thank you for your presence. And we thank you for your ever-increasing knowledge of yourselves. Do not forget yourselves. but no, always I am close by if you should need me.
Thank you.
That's very good to know. Thank you so much.